Hey guys, it's Nancy Perez, your co-host. This is Life Cope LC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram under Life Cope LC, or you can go to our website, lifecopeapp.com. This episode is brought to you by Grammarly. Grammarly is a wonderful app to have on your phone to avoid those horrible, terrible spell check horror stories, right? So you can go to our website, lifecopeapp.com, and download it, or you can go to the App Store and download it that way also. As always, I'm not a licensed therapist or psychologist. I am just someone that gets on here and gives you their opinion on different subjects and just talks about different things going on in my life and others, in the lives of others around me, right? Quick disclaimer. So today I wanted to talk about how to stay calm in those terrible moments in your life where you just want to break down, right? And I wanted to talk to you guys about this because I just had to remind myself of this and I just had to have that moment, you know? And so this past Thursday, it was my 29th birthday. And so on Wednesday night at like 11:50 something, I was supposed to fly out to Fort Lauderdale, and then from Fort Lauderdale, catch a flight continuing on to Turks and Caicos Provinciales. For, you know, I wanted to spend my 29th birthday in a new country and just doing something exciting, being in the Caribbean, being in, like, tropical climate. So anyway, so, you know, I head to the airport, and first of all, I get to the airport, and I'm, like, terrified as is because, like, the lines were huge. I always seem to forget that, like, Mother's Day is like a traveling holiday also. Every time that I fly out for my birthday, I'm always like, oh my God, this and that. But it's like, it's still a traveling holiday. A lot of people do travel to go see their mothers. So it was super packed and I was like freaking out, thinking like I didn't have enough time and just overwhelmed, right? So anyways, I got through security, I got through everything, got my passport checked. Not at this point, but I got all my documents checked, all that stuff, so I'm good, gone through security. Then I'm like waiting, and then it's like, oh, the flight's delayed, then it gets delayed again, and I'm still okay because my next flight, you know, I had a long layover, so no big deal. So then there hits a point where it's like 1:30 a.m. in the morning, and all of a sudden, the flight's delayed 12 hours. It literally will not fly out of Denver until 1:30 p.m. the next day. So apparently, the crew timed out, and they had to have a mandatory by law 12-hour break. And so, therefore, Spirit couldn't fly because these staff members had timed out or whatever. So there's nothing that anyone could do other than get a refund or wait for that flight. And oh man, like, it was terrifying because for a second I thought the people, like the other passengers, were gonna like riot. Like the anger in so many people's faces and the fear in the employees of the airline and the Denver airport staff members, because the staff members were the ones that came over to the airline and told them. So there was several different people involved, but needless to say, I was very upset also, but I just sat there just observing and seeing how people were losing it. And seeing how different people either try to stay calm or just completely broke down. Like, I was just observing everyone. And at the same time, I was reacting myself, even though I was sitting there still quietly just observing, like, tears were rolling down my face. I was frustrated because now I knew there's no way I can catch my flight from Fort Lauderdale to Turks. So that's not happening. Best case scenario, I fly into Fort Lauderdale, get an Uber, go down to Miami and party it up. But that's not what I wanted to do, you know? So anyways, I'm still dealing with my own emotions and with my own reaction and trying to stay calm, but I can't help but to just watch everyone. And there was one gentleman in particular that was very aggressive physically. And at one point, I really thought he was going to hit the Denver airport employee. And it was terrifying to see how this man literally had no control. He had no control over his rage and emotion. Like, he didn't know how. Like he was red, he was boiling, his eyes were, like, bloodshot. You could tell he was tired. He was, like, there was a mix of a lot of different things going on with him. But there was no calming down or cooling down or, you know, just trying to deal with his own emotions. It's like he couldn't. And it was scary to watch. And then there was another elderly woman with like several other family members asking her either daughter or sister-in-law, I mean, or daughter-in-law asking her in Spanish, like, what's going on? And are we going to get to go home? And you could just, like, she was crying and she was elderly. And you could just tell that it was helping her feel better. And, like, even though no one had answers, even though, like, no one could give her answers, just, like, being reassured by her daughter that it was going to be okay to just, like, lay, you know, just to sit there and try to, like, go to sleep. And, you know, she gave her, you know, the her blanket that she had and rolled it in kind of like a little pillow. And, like, you could tell, like, that helped her calm down, you know? Like, she just needed that reassurance, kind of like a child. And then there was this other, like, pair of individuals that really, man, they really, like, just, like, took me back a little bit. The way they reacted, they didn't get angry. They didn't get upset. They didn't get emotional. They became very rational and they jumped to action. So they got on the website, on the Spirit website, and they figured out where exactly you needed to go to file a complaint. They looked into what it would take to do a small like claims court if that was like necessary, like if Spirit wasn't gonna refund us. Because no one was sure at first, because it was just like, there's nothing we can do. The flight's delayed this many hours. It's not canceled. Your bags will still be the exact same spot. You will have the same seat. It's just delayed, right? That's how they were saying it. So that was making a whole lot more people angry. So anyways, so then no one was sure if we would get refunded or not. And a lot of people know Spirit to be like a low fare airline, which is great for those of us that love budget travel, but it's also known for hit and miss in terms of how they take care of the client, right? So anyways, so these two individuals, I started going around to everybody that was like upset and that was trying to calm down and try to figure out their plan of action. They got boarding passes from those people that, you know, were gonna indeed, like, just try to see if they could get a refund and get a flight with somebody with a different airline. They came over to me and we talked and I went right away to the website. I filed a complaint. I put in flight number, all that stuff. Just to be on the safe side, you know, like, even though it's a Spirit flight, it was still $200. And, you know, I'm a budget conscious traveler and I do love my Southwest. And if I could fly with them everywhere all around the world, I would. But, you know, that's not possible always. And sometimes, you know, we try to make things happen and then things crush us. And then we're like, what the hell? Like, why can't anything go right? Right? So I was feeling frustrated and all that. But anyways, these people and their quick action to plan, their quick action to just not let it get to them really inspired me. And so I got on my phone right after I filed my complaint with Spirit. I got on my phone. I went over to Google Flights. I started searching, seeing what would be the first flight out of the Denver airport that was within my price range, you know, to be able to still leave and go somewhere, you know, like out of the country. And it, like, again, worst case scenario, I keep my ticket and I'm just sitting at the airport for 12 hours, right? Which is like terrible to even say out loud, but it was like, okay. So anyways, so I get on there and I'm looking and I'm like searching and then I see, okay, a flight, first flight, seven within my price range at 7:30 that morning, excuse me, at 7:30 that morning would get to Cancun at like midday, 12:30 something. And I was like, done and done. Literally booked it, put my passport information in. I went over to the Spirit counter. I asked, am I going to be able to get a refund? They said, they told me to go to the ticket counter. I did. At the ticket counter, literally it took like minutes. They were like, yes, ma'am, no problem. I guess it, you know, it ended up working out that we, you know, I don't know if they were going to done it or not, but right away I got an email back and, you know, whatever. But these two individuals just really inspired me to just not dwell in the, in that moment of emotion and being upset and just dealing of really life throwing a curveball at me and me having to deal with it and just sort of go, that plant wasn't meant to be and this new one was, right? And so anyway, so I go over to the Frontier counter. At this point, it's like, I don't know, 3-something in the morning, almost 4 in the morning. I get my boarding pass. I get myself to security. Again, security is full because there is just so many people flying out for Mother's Day weekend. And yeah, I get on the flight, I get out, I fell asleep. Next thing I know, I'm in Mexico and I'm calling my mother and letting her know, hey, I'm in Mexico, surprise, and sort of explaining to her, and she just sort of laughs and, you know, she goes to me like, that's incredible that I was able to do that. But I thought to myself, like, I wouldn't have been able to do that. I don't think so. If it wasn't for those two individuals just acting so quickly and just becoming so proactive and not letting anything get in their way, just saying, you know what, plan B. And if plan B doesn't work, we're going to go to plan C. And if plan C doesn't work, then we're going to plan D, you know? And it's just like that was so inspiring. And I ended up having an amazing weekend. And you can probably hear it in my voice. I'm a little nasally. Of course, I go from like tropical, warm, beautiful beach climate to like Colorado, gloomy, you know, fall kind of fall looking weather. It's ridiculous. But anyways, yeah, so I had an amazing time. I got to go and learn more about, you know, just history of my land, of Mexico, and learn more about the Mayans and how they helped my people, the Aztecs, and just all these incredible things. And I made friends and yeah, it was fun. And I had a good time and I got to eat yummy food and dance my butt off and, you know, have a few many two cocktails and regret it the next day. Man, is it tough being 29. I know those of you that are older are probably like, oh my gosh, whatever. But seriously, guys, it's like I am just determined to make 29 like the best year ever. And then continue on to the next decade of my life, making it better and better and better with each moment and learning and growing and just getting better as a human being, you know? That's what it's all about. And so don't let things get to you. Don't let life get to you. Jump to action, you know? If I'm not saying have plan B, C, and D ready, but just be always aware that the next plan is just around the corner, the next idea, the next thing. Don't let the emotions get the best of you. Don't let your anger get the best of you. You got this. We got this. As human beings, we have to keep, like, encouraging each other and doing what these two individuals did for me, which is inspire me. And I hope that in our conversations, you feel what I feel, you know, and that is inspired. And, you know, when you like our stuff and I go look at your pages and, you know, it's awesome to see, you know, who you are and what you're about. And I love it. And I thank you for coming back week after week and listening and, you know, just hearing my crazy self. And just, this is my form of therapy, you know, and I hope it's your form of therapy. And I hope that you're writing, you know, or even doing a podcast or doing videos or, you know, whatever it is that helps you, Instagram posts, whatever, Snapchats, like anything can be in a way of expressing ourselves. Like art is out there and, you know, this is a form of art. This is a form of expression and thank you, you know, like it's therapeutic and it's beautiful that we're willing as human beings to learn from each other and to, you know, continue to keep on from each other. And it's like, sometimes we think humanity is just so terrible and goes in so many bad ways. But sometimes we have these little moments in life where two individuals can inspire you to just jump to action and not get, you know, let the worst get the best of you, you know, and just keep on pushing, you know, like life is about moments and about not letting bad moments define what the good ones are going to be, you know? Like, life is what we make it. So don't focus on the bad, focus on the good. Always, always focus on the positive. Because if you live your life with positivity, you will live in harmony and just life will start happening for you. Because no matter what is thrown at you, you will just be grateful for every and each moment because everything is a lesson and a teachable moment. And this moment taught me a lot about myself, taught me about how much I have to learn from others. And just, you know, how just life is just around the corner. You just have to let it happen. Sometimes things happen for a reason. And as I look around my house and I see all the little treasures that I acquired during this trip, and I look at them next to other things from my travels, it makes me so happy and it fills me with a feeling that this was meant to be this way, that I was meant to go back to Mexico and I was meant to go and learn more about my history and see more of my country and just continue on this journey of self-discovery and self-awareness and just self-love, you know. I wear bathing suits the whole time and, you know, I felt so body confident and just happy and wore very little makeup. And it was just amazing. And I felt like I was glowing and radiating positivity. And I could have easily lost that had I let that bad moment define what my 29th birthday weekend was going to be like. So don't let bad moments define your life. Live your life in positivity. And as always, hope you're happy. I hope you're well. And as always, be safe. You can always find us on Instagram and Facebook under LifeCopeLC. And you can find me under NancyPants_89. You can see some of my vacation pics. And as always, you can find me on Monday through Friday on the Morning Boombox on 98.5 at blazing985fm.com for, you know, some more lighthearted stuff and some entertainment news and fun music. So anyways, guys, take care, and I'll catch you next week. See ya.